Believer, Episode 5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stay tuned after this episode for some important announcements.
Hello and welcome to Squatch Talk, broadcasting from the heart of the Oregon Bigfoot Highway. We're here to discuss the news and information about our most mysterious neighbor, Sasquatch. I'm Jake Talbot, and this is my co-host.
We'll see.
Interim co-host.
Yes, for this episode,
Abe Ramirez.
Yo.
Now, citizens of Charity know Abe from the local public access station.
WKCH, Charity's only local public radio.
What you may not know about Abe is that he's also one of the region's foremost experts on paranormal events.
The truth is out there, folks.
All right, let's get to the main topic. Sasquatch, Bigfoot,
Skunk Ape,
Gigantopithecus,
El Cicimete.
They have Bigfoot in Mexico?
I don't know. I'm Guatemalan.
Right. But you said you had some recordings you wanted to share.
Yeah. As your listeners may know, my show on WKCH has an open inbox policy, so anyone can call with tips, and we might choose to explore them on air.
That's how you found that big story on the farmer's market price fixing, right?
Yeah, that was a good one. But I also get a lot of calls that are more difficult to authenticate.
Squatchy, you might say.
I might say that. Anyway, I thought I'd play them for you and get your take.
Please, let's hear it.
All right, let's start with this one.
Hey, this is Bill. I've just been listening to your show and just wondered if you've heard anything like this. See, I was backpacking up around Eagle Creek about 2 weeks ago. About my third day out there, I was up real early in the morning and I heard this knocking. Not at my tent, more like out in the trees. Like someone knocking branches on each other. Well, I figured it was just some kids out screwing around, so I shouted, you know, hey, you kids, quiet down out there, you know, that kind of thing. And then it got weird. See, there was this crashing, like something big breaking through the brush, like real big, mowing down everything on its path, coming towards me. I kind of froze, you know, not sure what to do. But as it got closer, the smell, whew, bad smell, real bad, like sulfur mixed with feces, real bad. And that kind of shook me loose, you know, so I took cover behind a boulder nearby, and just as it crashed out of the woods, it made this noise, like a roar, and then it was just gone. Now, I didn't see what it was, but my whole tent and my camp stove were thrown over, and you know, we don't get a lot of bears here, but I know bears, and it wasn't a bear. Yeah, anyway. Just wondered if you heard about an escaped animal, maybe from the zoo or something. I just thought I'd mention it. Because this thing, it was real big, real smelly, aggressive. It seems like you'd warn people. Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a Squatch.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. Classic Sasquatch encounter.
In Eagle Creek.
Oh, well, Sasquatch have got huge territories. And make no mistake, they are territorial. That knocking Bill heard, that's how they communicate.
To the Bigfoots.
Big feet. They take two big branches, right? And they just slam them together. I see it all the time on my Sasquatch trail.
You see them. Sasquatches.
No, I see the branches.
Ah.
Trust me, big tree branches don't just fall. Not on each other. Not, you know, perpendicular. It's Sasquatch every time.
So why didn't this Sasquatch stick around? It just ran through?
Oh, well, they don't stick around long. Your average Bigfoot encounter is only about 10 seconds. They're shy animals. My guess, this one heard Bill yelling, thought he was a rival male, and just made a quick territorial display. Just enough to scare him off.
A warning.
Exactly. This is why you always approach the Sasquatch with respect. Talk quietly, leave an apple for them to find. That's how you gain their trust.
How long have you been trying to tame the Sasquatch out of your place?
Oh, we've been on good terms for a few years now. It started with just the one, but now there's a whole clan that comes around. They're beautiful creatures.
You've seen them.
Well, no, but they take the apples. That's how you know when the apples are gone.
Okay, well, here's a listener question you can maybe answer. Ask the local expert.
Sure.
All right, listen, Abe, leave. I want you to find out what the aliens are doing with the Sasquatch around here. You know they've been getting together lately. Every time you see a UFO, there's another damn Sasquatch. It's an infestation. This is the kind of stuff your show should look at, you know. I've been listening for a year now, and some of the topics you get into are just damn...
That's enough of that.
You know, your show should focus on more of this stuff, Abe.
That's what your show is for.
Man, there are things going on out here the public just has no idea about.
The government is hacking our phones, and you want me to talk about a hairy man in the woods? Come on, man. But this connection between Sasquatch and aliens? That's interesting.
It all comes back to aliens with you.
No, man, I looked into it. Sasquatch encounters are highly correlated with UFO sightings.
Sasquatch is not an alien.
But could he have been created by aliens? Maybe the same ones who created us.
Come on, man.
No, really. Hairless skin, weak teeth and claws, big heavy head that we hold far from the ground. Why? You really think those are the product of natural selection? Survival of the fittest?
Okay, well, you have a point.
Of course I do, man.
So what? A race of extraterrestrial Sasquatches came down to Earth and made humans for some reason?
No, that would be silly. Sasquatch was an earlier experiment.
To do what?
A slave race. Think about it. They are huge, hardy,
surprisingly intelligent,
clearly resilient to thrive in the secret for this long.
So why move on to humans?
Because, man, humans are easier to control.
Whoa. Oh, man. Sasquatch is not an alien, though.
No, he protects us from the aliens. He turned on them, so whenever they try to come back, Sasquatch shows up.
I don't know, man.
Here, try this one. You'll see. There's more to Bigfoot than meets the eye.
All right.
Listen, Abe, I was driving down Highway 224 just coming back from Estacada and,
heavily wooded area.
Shh, listen.
There's just something kind of weird out there. So I was driving along and it was getting dark, you know, and I see this elk in the road, just one bull elk all by himself. And he's standing there just staring at me.
I don't hear any Sasquatch.
She's getting to it.
I flashed my lights, I honked the horn, but this thing just would not move. And I think there was something up with it because it had this... Well, I could swear it was blood all around its mouth on its teeth. Anyway, I thought maybe it was blinded, you know, by the headlights, so I shut them off, and that's when it happened. I heard this sound, like a cry or a call, maybe a whistle, and this elk, he looks up toward the sound, and he blinks, and he sniffs twice, and then he just falls over, and I'm so surprised, I started to get out of the car, like, to see if it was okay, and then this... dark thing came. Not dark. Like, I mean, it was night, but darker than that. Like, I've never seen anything so... But it was walking, I think. It came out of the woods, this huge black thing. And it bent down over the elk, and then it was just gone. The elk, the thing that... I blinked, and I was just standing on an empty road, headlights on, horn blaring. And since then, I can't... It's like I can't get it out of my head. Look, Abe, I know it sounds crazy, but I wasn't seeing things. It happened. There's something out there, and I just think maybe you should... I don't know. I wanted you to know. Don't call me back.
So?
Hmm?
Is that Bigfoot?
I don't think I got that.
Like, you don't know what it is, or...
No, like it didn't play.
What? No, man, I played the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe something's wrong with your computer.
There's nothing wrong with my computer, Jake. You know I take care of my rig.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta get a drink.
Oh, you have water right here.
I gotta get a drink.
Okay. Are we just gonna edit this part out, or... Jake.
How is this happening?
Ow! Jake, you seeing this?
Hello? Hello? It's okay. I'll see you soon.
Dude. This is fucked.
Hey, sorry. Everything okay?
This machine is supposed to be unhackable.
Okay.
That message came from nowhere. It's not on my computer. There's no record of it.
So you still want to do the show, or...
Jake, you don't understand. This is not possible. Someone is using tech that just doesn't exist.
Well, so we didn't really get to talk about Gigantopithecus.
And it sounded like that girl, Rose, don't you think? But she doesn't have access to this kind of tech.
So Gigantopithecus is an ancient species of primate.
Jake, are you listening to me, man? This is serious.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this thing, let's just call him Giganto, it's easier. It was the largest primate that ever lived, at least according to current fossil records.
Dude, I've gotta go. You should disconnect your Wi-Fi.
Giganto was 10 feet tall and likely weighed over 1,000 pounds. Now, there have been plenty of species that people thought were extinct, and then they found them out there in the world. They're called Lazarus species because they came back from the dead. Now, what about our friend Giganto? Could he be a Lazarus? The evidence is pretty compelling. For example, Abe, if you look at the fossilized foot samples from... Oh, that's right. Abe had to go. Well... This has been a fantastic episode of Squatch Talk. I don't think I need to do any edits. The next episode should be out in just a couple of days. But if you want to see the evidence and maybe even a live Sasquatch in the flesh, then you'll need to join me for a Squatch Walk. Just head on out to Charity, Oregon and follow the signs from the town hall. Someone took them down a bit ago, but I'll put them back up. Oh, this episode is sponsored by Dave's Hardware. At Dave's, you can get hammered and screwed. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Anyway, shoot me a message with your Bigfoot questions and stories. Maybe you could find yourself featured on Squatch Talk. Until next time, everybody. So, what did you think?
I really just came by to speak with Laura Campbell. Is she here?
Oh, no.
Well, there's half an hour of my life I'll never get back.
Thank you for listening to Believer. I've got a bit of a bad news, good news situation today. The bad news is that we've reached the end of the audio that we were able to record as a cast before COVID-19 shut down the recording studios in Los Angeles. With the outbreak continuing and protests filling the streets, I really can't say for sure when we'll be able to get back together again, so this is a long way of saying that the main storyline of Believer is now on hiatus. But there is some good news. We've got prequel and spin-off episodes planned that make use of some of the remote recording possibilities that we have. I've also got lots of plans to revamp the show in the meantime. When we come back, we will have better audio, a more consistent release schedule, and lots of cool ways to interact with the show. As always, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BelieverPod for all the latest news. You can also email BelieverPod@gmail.com to get in touch. For full credits, transcripts, press kit, other information, stop by the website at www.BelieverPodcast.com. If you enjoyed Squatch Talk, then you should really subscribe to King Falls AM. It's a fiction podcast about two guys running a radio show in a small paranormal town. I swear I didn't do this on purpose, but when I listened back to this episode, I was like, oh, I made a King Falls episode in the Belieververse. So if you liked this, go to kingfallsam.com or look them up in any podcasting app. You will love it. Now, this feed's not going completely silent, because there's a lot going on. So over the next few weeks, you can expect mini episodes recommending other shows, opportunities for activism, and resources for coping with our collective life situation. We'll have new Believer content soon, but in the meantime, it's important for us to help each other. Until then, remember, be safe, wear a mask, Black Lives Matter, trans women are women, trans men are men, and non-binary people. And while you're at it, just try to get a good night's sleep. You encounter far, far fewer ghosts when you're well rested. Bye now.